From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mr. Kerry visits Hiroshima.
This was a display that I will personally never forget. I don't see how anyone could forget.
John Kerry says he is deeply moved and honored to be the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Hiroshima, Japan, a city devastated after the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb near the end of World War II. Mr. Kerry spoke after visiting a World War II peace memorial.
It is a stunning display. It is a gut-wrenching display. It tugs at all of your sensibilities as a human being. It reminds everybody of the extraordinary complexity of choices in war and of what war does to people, to communities, to countries, to the world.
Secretary Kerry was speaking toward the end of the annual two-day G7 ministers meeting. Group of seven heads of state will meet in Hiroshima next month. President Obama will become the first American leader to visit the city. The UN's envoy for Yemen welcomed today the cessation of hostilities, which just went into effect. The truces between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels, who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. Russian news reports say the Syrian military is preparing a major operation with the Russian Air Force to regain control of the northern city of Aleppo. Aleppo, Syria's one-time economic capital, parts of which now lie in ruin, has been divided into occupation zones since 2012 with rebel groups in some areas, while other locales are still under government control. Meantime, London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 35 people were killed yesterday in fighting on several fronts south of Aleppo. This is VOA News. Tensions remain high on the Idomeni border crossing a day after Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side. Dozens of migrants continue to gather on the Greek side of the fence on Monday, but no clashes have been reported. Medical aid charities said nearly 300 people were treated for injuries after Sunday's flare-up. Macedonian officials say 23 members of security forces suffered injuries, many from stone-throwing protesters. Human Rights Watch has accused Israeli forces of using unnecessary force while arresting and interrogating Palestinian minors. A statement by the group also said that arrests of children have increased dramatically since an outbreak of violence erupted in the region in October of 2015 that has left over 200 people dead. A U.S. Navy officer who was a naturalized citizen from Taiwan is facing espionage and other charges for allegedly passing state secrets possibly to China and Taiwan. A U.S. official speaking on anonymity, identified the officer as Lieutenant Commander Edward Lin. According to the Navy article that profiled Lin in 2008, he left Taiwan at age 14, lived in other countries, and eventually came to the U.S. South Korea says a high-ranking North Korean military officer defected to the South last year. The announcement was made Monday in Seoul by the South's Ministries of Defense and Unification, the latter of which handles affairs between the rival Koreas. The unidentified officer is a colonel who worked in North Korea's General Reconnaissance Bureau, making him the highest-ranked officer ever to defect from the authoritarian regime. The next U.S. presidential primaries in the state of New York, where Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton served as senator. Her opponent, however, Bernie Sanders, was born in Brooklyn, New York, and New York is the home of Donald Trump, who's the frontrunner in the Republican Party. Ted Cruz and John Kasich also on the New York ballot. VOA's Michael Bowman.
Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Bernie Sanders won big last week in Wisconsin, but face tough odds next week in New York, Donald Trump's home state.
It's great to be home. This is home.
And the state Hillary Clinton once represented as a senator.
Whoa! Hello, Sunset Park! Hello, Brooklyn!
With time dwindling to overtake the frontrunners in the delegate count, challengers are waging battles of perception. Sanders insists he retains a path to the nomination.
If we can win here, it absolutely opens the door to a path toward victory to the White House.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on the U.S. presidential election, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.